proclamation number 8549 dated the July 5th, 1963. Gathering strength ahead of the chaos. Keep drawing strength from my word, for you will need this fortification in the forthcoming time and should gather strength now, since you will be unable to collect your thoughts in prayer when my long-announced intervention takes place. Whatever is decided by my wisdom and love will also be implemented, and every prediction which I sent to you so that the event will not take you unawares without warning will be fulfilled. You shall always remember it and try to set your heart free from all earthly longings. You shall try to let go of matter, for one day you will have to give it up, and the less your heart clings to it the easier will be your loss, the less you will be burdened by my intervention. Again and again I tell you to prepare yourselves for this period of unprecedented chaos when only your heartfelt bond with me will give you the support to do justice to all demands. For anyone not directly affected by the disaster by losing his life will then have to lead a difficult existence, because there will be no ordered living conditions and you will be burdened by earthly adversities which you will be unable to handle on your own, without my help. Time and again you shall accept my word in your hearts and draw strength from it. You shall gain such strong faith from my direct word that nothing will be able to unsettle you in the forthcoming time, so that you will completely rely on me and only ever wait for my help. And believe that I will help you, that just the heartfelt bond has to be established with me which, however, can only be achieved by a person who is completely dedicated to me and who will merely recognize the fulfillment of my predictions in the huge disaster and thus will even more devotedly wait for my help, which indeed will be granted to him. Then I will carry out the seemingly impossible on those who place their complete trust in me. And every human being should get used to the idea that the orderliness surrounding him will not continue. He shall believe that the earth will be affected by an unimaginably huge tremor, and that countless people will fall victim to a natural disaster. The survivors, however, will experience extremely difficult living condition which require much strength and confidence in my help in order to cope with them. Then it will become evident where neighborly love is being practiced, for only there will my help be evident as well. And anyone who is just anxiously concerned about himself and his well-being will also have to labor by himself and yet be unable to master his situation. For you humans must learn that love is strength and that you will be able to achieve much if your actions are motivated by neighborly love. Time and again I refer to the time when great chaos will befall you caused by a huge natural disaster, because I still want to give you humans a last sign of the power which is in charge of you. But you, who receive my word directly or given to you through my messengers, you shall constantly listen to my admonition, engross yourselves as often as possible in my word and your strength will grow. Even at times of extreme adversity you will not lose the connection with me and then you will also always be certain of my help, for I manifestly want to help my own to strengthen their faith as well as that of their fellow human beings so that they will establish and never again abandon the living bond with me. And don't count on being spared, don't believe that other, distant regions will be affected. This disaster will be far-reaching and involve a large area, even though it will not affect the whole earth. Consequently, the immense adversity will not pass anywhere without a trace, which you will only understand after the occurrence has happened, when my voice resounds in the world and you realize the dreadful effects, the full extent of which will take a long time again to be assessed. As yet you are still living in peace and are unable to imagine such chaos. But I draw your attention to the fact that everything will come to pass what was announced in advance, I only want to influence you insofar as that you should do everything that will give you the strength to endure. For I will not abandon you, who have submitted yourselves to me and want to belong to me. And I will always provide you with strength. Let me talk to you time and again and draw strength from my word, and truly, you will be able to find me even in utter suffering, and I will always be ready to help. I will always stand by your side and through you also bring help to those whom you lovingly try to take care of. Amen.